When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Need a pill or a magic bullet to live a longer, healthier life? Become a flexitarian to replace the pill or bullet. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. You hear lots of advice from many sources about what it takes to live well and keep your body in good working order. Let's break down a few simple, easy to remember ways for adults to stay on the healthy path. Becoming a flexitarian, a person who changes their bad habits into good habits, is needed for best results. Numerous studies explain that choosing a plant-based diet is healthiest, but don't panic. You can choose to ease into it and not go full on. As a vegetarian, following a semi-vegetarian diet with fewer animal products and the benefit keeping your weight in check as well as lower high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and inflammatory bowel disease is the result. Incorporate these three suggestions. Consume less sugar, drink more water throughout the day, move more and sit less. Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator at Cuesta College, who adds, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News. Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP closes section of Highway 41 past Shalim Y due to cotton fire. Men involved in Templeton Feed and Grain fire pleads not guilty. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A stretch of Highway 41 is currently closed past the Shalim Y due to a vegetation fire. The fire was first reported at about 4:32 p.m. yesterday, according to CHP's incident page. The blaze was located just past the San Luis Obispo County line on Highway 41 and is in Kern County. At about 6 p.m. yesterday, CHP reported that the northbound lanes would need to be closed. However, due to the cleanup needed from the fire, Caltrans will be manning a closure for several days instead. Until further notice, Highway 41 from the Shalim Y to Highway 33 is fully closed. The fire's forward progress yesterday was stopped at about 80 acres. At the Mid-State Fair, this morning will be dairy cattle showmanship at 8 a.m. in the Paso Robles Pavilion. In the Hearst Equestrian Center will be Junior Gymkhana. The fair will open at noon today and through the weekend. Tonight, in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, Lainey Wilson with Colton Dawson. Man involved in Templeton Feed and Grain fire pleads not guilty. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The man involved in the Templeton Feed and Grain fire pleaded not guilty to all charges in San Luis Obispo County Superior Court. 38-year-old Michael Steele is currently out on bond, facing six charges alleging he traveled with a 16-year-old boy to Bakersfield to purchase illegal fireworks. Steele isn't charged with setting the fire to the Feed and Grain building itself, but prosecutors say that the fireworks are what sparked a blaze that destroyed the historic building. The teen is being tried through a juvenile court system. Steele is set to be back in court on August 17th from a pre-preliminary hearing. A jury has convicted 41-year-old Teodulo Vasquez Jimenez of multiple sex crimes against two victims. The DA's office says Jimenez's crimes occurred in San Luis Obispo County between 2009 and 2023, when the victims were 14 years old and younger. In the city of Paso Robles, both victims experienced sexual abuse over several years, according to the DA's office. Vasquez Jimenez faces a maximum sentence of 280 years to life in state prison. He faces significantly increased penalties under California law due to these offenses being committed against multiple young victims. He is scheduled to be sentenced August 11th. District Attorney Dan Dow admired the courage of the victims who came forward. The County Sheriff's Office served a search warrant on the 2100 block of Fresno Street in Los Osos yesterday afternoon as part of a sexual assault investigation. Detectives arrested 22-year-old Waylon Strongley of Los Osos. He was booked on charges of rape by force and unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor. The sheriff's office says he met the victim through social media before the assault. This is an ongoing investigation. Anyone who may have information related to the case or may have had contact with Strongley under similar circumstances is encouraged to contact the sheriff's office detective division. The San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau recognized three individuals during the California Mid-State Fair's annual Cattlemen and Farmers Day at the fair. Every year, the Farm Bureau, Cattlemen, and Cattlewomen's Association select an individual who has best served their agricultural industry. This year, John Lacey, a longtime Farm Bureau member, was named Agriculturalist of the Year. The County Cattlewomen's Association named Nicole Nicholson Cattlewoman of the Year, recognizing her outstanding leadership, commitment to agriculture, and education and dedication to serving both the ranching community and Central Coast. Her mother, Tracy Nicholson, was named Cattlewoman of the Year in 2021. Dale Evenson has been named as 2026 Cattleman of the Year, recognized for his lifelong dedication to ranching, agriculture, and service to the local cattle industry. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mets beat the Phillies 4-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Yankees, the Giants will go against the Mariners, the Athletics will face the Nationals, the Angels will go against the Tigers, the Padres will face the Royals. In California news, the state of California is suing five of its cities for repeatedly failing to plan for their share of housing. Under California's housing element law, every city and county must update its housing plan every 8 years to meet its regional housing needs allocation. The cities include Calexico, Costa Mesa, Half Moon Bay, Ridgecrest, and Turlock. Federal investigators have identified iceberg lettuce supplied by Taylor Farms in California to be a possible source of contamination for the growing cyclosporiasis outbreak. The outbreak is centered in Michigan, with 4,300 people diagnosed with the foodborne illness, typically spread through food or water that has been contaminated by human feces. About 10% of California higher education programs may lose some of their federal student loan access due to a new requirement. Students that graduate from these universities must earn at least as much as the median worker in their state with only a high school diploma under the new requirement. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. As U.S. wheat harvest wraps up, the USDA's July crop production report shows that extreme heat and dry conditions have taken a toll on the crop. Anthony Prilliman with National Agricultural Statistics Service.
As of July 1st, yield is forecast at 46.7 bushels per acre. That is down 0.2%, or just 0.1% from last month's forecast, and down 14.9%, or 8.2 bushels from the previous year. Production is forecast at 990 million bushels. That is down 3.8% from the June forecast, mainly due to that reduction in harvested acreage, and down 29.3% from 2025. This year's forecasted production of 990 million bushels, if realized, this will represent the lowest U.S. production since 1963.
Prilliman says that hard red winter wheat is down substantially.
Hard red at nearly 471 million bushels is down 5.2% from the June forecast and down 41.5% from last season. If realized, this will be the lowest hard red production in the U.S. since 1957.
And USDA World Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski on how this is reflected in the all wheat production forecast.
Total U.S. wheat production at just over 1.5 billion bushels, if realized, would be the lowest U.S. production since 1970-71.
I'm Lori Boyer reporting.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Willie Nelson and Family. July 22nd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. New album, Dream Chaser, coming May 29th. Tickets on sale now at MidstateFair.com and Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Willie Nelson and Family live.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli, fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California table grapes have begun arriving in grocery stores after harvest got off to an early start in the San Joaquin Valley. Quote, normally I don't start harvesting flame grapes until around the 4th of July and the green grapes about a week later. This year, I'm almost finished with the green grapes, so we started about 2 weeks earlier than normal, Kern County grower Mark Hall said in a field report earlier this month. We're the first grapes in the San Joaquin Valley because it's a little warmer down here at the southern end of the valley. We like to harvest early and get our fruit off before the market gets flooded with grapes from the rest of the growing regions. The warm weather early in the season brought the crop on ahead of schedule, but it wasn't excessively hot, he said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. A reminder that Highway 41, north of the 46 interchange and to Highway 33, is closed currently due to cleanup from the Cotton Fire. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Mog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid 50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, west southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, sunny skies Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. Low 90s on Sunday and Monday, mid-90s Tuesday, upper 90s Wednesday and Thursday, 94 a week from today. Currently, it is 61 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened sharply lower. However, Apple topped Nvidia today to become the world's most valuable company. Though Apple shares are flat, Nvidia shares are down more than 3%, part of the continuing chip sell-off. Investors are fearing the tech run-up in stocks on the artificial intelligence buildup was overdone. Netflix disappointed investors by pulling back on some updates. Its recent quarter was mixed, and Netflix shares are down 11%. Fifth Third Bancorp reported an upbeat quarter after it merged with Comerica, though the stock opened down 3%. Travelers shares are up 5.4%. travelers had a much better quarter than a year ago when the insurer was dealing with claims from the Los Angeles wildfires. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Restaurante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer on El Camino Real, Atascadero. All right. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition. Darcy and Kenny this afternoon, open mic Friday here on The Right Choice, KPRL. It's all up to you, and it's all you. The more, the merrier, and so forth and so on, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and on and on and on we go. Okay, here, let's see. On the text, this has to do with, I guess, numbers and some other things. But remember this regarding 805 versus 805. If you're dictating to Siri or Alexa on your phone, speech recognition recognizes it for what you say, not what you mean necessarily. Just take a look at the sentence in front of this. Do you see the difference from the dictation? Do you, Chris?
What am I looking at exactly?
The text.
I don't think I see the one that you're referring. 805? No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Guess we have another one here on Oh, this would be pronunciation. Almond. Some people say, how do they say it?
Almond?
Huh?
Almond?
Almond, yeah. That drives me up the wall.
I'm not an almond guy.
They're good, and they're good for you.
By that, I mean saying it that way. I do say it like almond.
Like people should. Well, okay. Some of it could be regional. I'm not sure about almond. I know a lot in the South, it's wrestling, not wrestling. Roof or roof? I'm going to go fix the antenna on my roof.
That's what dogs do.
I know. I think I still have that little sign up in the production room. It's roof, not roof. So anyway. the things. Okay, let's see here. What do we have? Well, we have a couple of things. Decentralizing elections. Again, that goes back to the nation's founding. I don't know how much interference you want the federal government to have in our state, but we bring it on ourselves sometimes. Also, this has become a little bit of a controversy. You may have heard about it. These data centers and what, how important they are. So, I get, you know, New York has some kind of thing they're putting up, and other cities or counties or maybe even states around the country are having pushback from many of the people regarding these centers because of the usage of water and the electricity. And I don't know enough about them, but here's just a couple of things to consider. By not having enough data centers, this could lead to digital gridlock. Now, remember, our society is becoming more and more reliant on things that are, I guess we could say, non-traditional. You know, for example, here in the state of California, they're pushing for more electric cars and so forth, but we don't have the capacity to be able to handle it. So let's keep pushing for it and so forth. But first, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. About the almonds, if somebody hadn't already told you, the Paso Robles area here was the almond capital of the world, and we used to say that's when we knocked them by hand, and we knocked the L out of them.
Well, I did know that, just like, well, maybe not the capital of the world, but also we were pretty prominent in pistachios, too.
Yeah, anyway, when I heard you talking about the pronunciation, it was always us that grew up around there working in an industry, and it was almonds, not almonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, again, sometimes it could be just be where you're from and so forth, and you get to the point where I'm going to say it the way I want to anyway.
Well, right, yeah. So, okay, Kevin, thanks.
You're welcome, bye. All right. Okay, so back to this, the gridlock, the digital gridlock. Now, without these facilities to process and store the information, again, things we take for granted. The everyday services, and again, here's some examples. Online banking. Streaming and remote work. Also, it would affect your ability, just think from your doctor's office. I mean, because our society is so reliant on all the technology that we need to have them. Now, again, it seems anyway that people are not wanting them in their backyards. But the need for them is now and in the future, okay? Without them, again, the daily functions, artificial intelligence, banking, emergency services, mobile communications, they would collapse. So think about that. Now, one of the things that is a little misleading about these centers is well, they're going to create jobs and, you know, construction and, you know, all these things and so forth. Like, when something's built, it's built. Now, you have to have people, you know, maintain them, unlike school districts, at least one school district here in the county that apparently doesn't do that. But these centers don't need a lot of people to work in there. So this thing of, you know, massive employment opportunities and so forth, yeah, for the construction, it's short-lived, and maybe for some of the maintenance. But overall, you're not looking at, you know, 1,000 people coming in these centers or whatever, depending on the size, and, you know, getting a lifetime work. That's simply not the case. Not the case. Now, these centers accounted for 37% of global real estate fundraising. Think about that. Now, the challenge is centers could represent up to 12% of all U.S. electricity consumption by 2028. Now, again, technology. So these, the experts or whoever, the technical people behind this, they are exploring clean energy solutions, including wind, solar, and nuclear power to meet the sustainability goals and manage the grid capacity. So, again, this is something that's not nice and juicy and so forth, but it's extremely important that we have these centers. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Def.
On the AI centers, I was thinking that a good place to do it would be in a cold climate where they don't have to, you know, use heat, air conditioning to keep the stuff cold. Kind of like up in Alaska, that'd be a good place for it. And then use the hydroelectric power up there. And just like Alaska would be a good place to have an ice cream factory.
Correct me, but if it's cold, then you need to heat.
Well, they'd have electricity through hydroelectric power to heat, to warm things up if they needed to, but all the hydroelectric power that would be available if they developed it, and then cold climate, you know?
Well, again, I don't know enough about these things, but it seems like that they're looking for locations within the interior of the United States, so if Alaska was a good idea, I wonder why that hasn't been brought up.
Yeah, I'm the first one that's ever thought of it or brought it up, I must admit.
Well, you're the first one I ever heard, but I'm just, again, assuming here that we need more than one because of the amount of energy and the fact that we use so much technology and we need these things, that having them in Alaska, I don't know how far these things transport all this energy or the technology.
This is just kind of an idea that I had.
Well, maybe you can get a hold of Mr. Data Center and give him your suggestion.
Well, hopefully they're listening to us right now. Say, Kevin?
Yeah.
I've never heard of Paso Robles farming pistachios back in the olden days. Never. I wish an old-timer would call in. The man that you talked to when you mentioned that, there was just silence. I've only heard there's almonds or almonds around here. I've never heard of pistachios being historically been grown here, although they are now a little bit.
No, I go on the west side.
Really? I've never heard of any pistachio orchards in all my life.
Yeah, a couple of people. Ron Hamilton, and I forget who the other. One, his family did it, and I forget who the other person was. But they told me that again, particularly on the west side of Paso Robles.
A long time ago?
I don't know the exact years. 40, 50, maybe even 60. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I do remember because I was intrigued because I love pistachios.
Yeah, they're good.
They are good. They are good, but I did hear that.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Well, what did Paderewski have on his ranch?
Grapes and almonds, I think.
Was it almonds?
I think he had almonds. He's known for bringing some of the first grapes to this area. Besides the missions, they were the very first.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure somebody out there will either give us a history lesson or correct me.
Yeah. Okay. I hope somebody will call in that knows more about it.
Okay.
Than I do.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Let's see here on the text. What are your thoughts about Trump's statement last night that ABC and NBC licenses should be revoked for not carrying his address? No, it's a private business. They don't have to do that. You know, again, this is a dangerous slope. When you start to have presidents, governments in general, because they don't like something in the media, to put these vague threats. I've told you, Roosevelt did the same thing. Lincoln did the same thing. And it's wrong. And it's dangerous. Because as I've read here many times here recently, freedoms are easier to lose than to regain. If Trump doesn't like the fact and that ABC or NBC didn't do it, then the listeners can complain to them. Now, why they did, I don't know. One can guess. But if the decision made by the executives cost them listeners last night, and again, that's short-lived, they have to live with that. But for these vague threats from him, he should just zip it. Just zip it. All right, let's see here. Data centers emit dangerous levels of EMFs. Well, okay, that always gets into the question of, you know, there are quite a few things that make our lives better that we can probably come up with some kind of conclusion that, well, it releases that, it does this, it may cause such and such and so forth and so on. So we don't want it, but we sure want the convenience that it provides for us. There's probably many things in society, if we sat down and looked at, that can cause some issues for us. But overall, it's beneficial to society. So there you go on that. Let's see here. Another email on an important topic. The It's a Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini has been adopted into French, into German, and whatever, reaching number. Okay, well. Great. It was a fun, catchy song way back when and so forth and so on, and may have been used in some commercials as well. All right, so here's something, and Chris kind of hit it on a little bit, that a new law in California will hold colleges accountable if their grads don't earn more than $36,000 a year. I don't know if this is broken down into degrees or whatever and stuff like that, but once the umbilical cord is cut from the college, how can the college be responsible? Now, if you're going to college and you're getting a degree in Egyptian hieroglyphics and you can't find a job, should the college be fined for it? Or maybe just cut the stupid class or classes? So it's up the colleges can be, I don't know what they'll do to them, held accountable, of course. And in today's world, what does held accountable mean? Well, in some instances, it's probably a threat of maybe some fine, little slap on the wrist, ha, 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 and big deal, it's over and it's done. So once again, government sticking their nose into something that they probably shouldn't do. All right, okay, so let's see here. The speech to the nation last night, and, you know, Trump said that Americans deserve secure elections. Go back to it. Why did we change? Was it really to make things easier, or was it to be able to manipulate things a little bit more? I would be a little bit on the conspiracy side regarding that, so... Anyway, just a couple of things here this morning. on The Right Choice, KPRL. And again, I need to remind you, if you have been trying to reach me on the email and you haven't heard back or I haven't responded in one way or the other, even on the air, we are still going through the migration process. We had that done on late Wednesday morning, and it takes a little bit of time for, I guess, everything to sort itself out. And it's slowly, it'll be fine, but it's just taking a little time. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Patty and Ron Hamilton had a large pistachio farm. And Patty was on our Main Street, our Chamber of Commerce board when we started the wine festivals. They were really nice people. But when I was raised in the city, I never knew a first thing about farming. And I had these clients come into my office. Here's this attorney to taking over Woody Eshook's practice. And they said, excuse our appearance. We just came from knocking nuts. I had no idea what they meant. And so they educated me. That's how they used to harvest the nuts. And that now they got these big machines that shake the trees and shake them off of the trees. But anyway, they said almond was the correct pronunciation of the nut.
Well, what do you say? What do you say?
Almond.
Well, you're both wrong.
You're including the farmer.
Yeah, you're both wrong.
Yeah, well, you take it up with the farmer, okay? I'm going to stick with almond.
All right, thanks. All right. Okay, folks. Which way should it be pronounced? I know what's the answer. Any way somebody pleases to announce it. All right. Some serious stuff this morning. We're heading this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The man involved in the Templeton feed and grain fire pleaded not guilty to all charges in a San Luis Obispo County Superior Court. 38-year-old Michael Steele is facing six charges, alleging he traveled with a 16-year-old boy to Bakersfield to purchase illegal fireworks. He isn't charged with setting the fire itself. He's scheduled to be back in court August 17th. A stretch of Highway 41 is currently closed past the Chelam Y due to a vegetation fire yesterday. The fire was first reported at about 4:23 p.m. and reached about 80 acres before progress was stopped. Due to the cleanup needed, Caltrans will be manning a full closure for several days of the 41 from the Chelam Y to Highway 33. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump with a primetime reveal that China denies today, alleging China interfered in the 2020 election in favor of Joe Biden.
They knew I was wise to them, charged them billions and billions of dollars worth of tariffs, and built the strongest military anywhere in the world.
Charging China illegally accessed 220 million voter files, urging the passage of the Save America Act for voter ID. CENTCOM's sixth day of strikes on Iran, taking down bridges in the port of Bandar Abbas to degrade Iran's ability to target shipping. Taco Bell removing its iceberg lettuce from Mexico, investigated as a possible source of the cyclospora outbreak.
The state case is ahead of the CDC. That number is over 5,000. It highlights the severity of the outbreak, with concern that the problem will get worse before it gets better.
Fox's Nate Foy. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group. Family law and criminal defense. Experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. because when it matters most, we're on your side.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Freedy Oak Revival. July 23rd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. With special guest William Clark Green. Get tickets now at MidStateFair.com and Ticketmaster.com. Freedy Oak Revival. Freedy Oak Revival.
North County Weather.
And it is brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, a lot cooler. Highs today in the upper 80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid 50s, and we'll be right around 90 on your Saturday. Sunday, low 90s, and same on Monday. Tuesday, mid-90s, upper 90s Wednesday and Thursday, then mid-90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, right on the nose again, 6 a.m., 8:19 p.m. We are at 66 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. At 8 minutes away from 8, Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. All right, once again, a reminder, get ready for it. It is the deadline of August 7th for the fall adult basketball registration in Atascadero. Let's see here. The league will run Sundays at the Colony Park Community Center from August 23rd through October 18th with no games on September 6th. The season will include 7 regular season games, with each team guaranteed at least one game in the end of the season tournament. All teams will be co-ed, and applications are accepted on a team basis only, with a minimum of 10 players and a maximum of 18 players. So get the information in Atascadero by August 7th. Also, let's see here. What do we have? Meals That Connect up there in San Miguel. Mondays and Wednesdays, 11:30 to 12:20, seniors, 60 free hot lunch. And bingo, the second and fourth Friday, doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts promptly at 6, dollar a board. That's at 601 12th Street in San Miguel. And don't forget, they have chair exercise Tuesday and Thursday, 4:30 till 5. So, there you go. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. All righty, let's see here. 7 minutes away from 8 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Remember, you don't need a special occasion or a holiday or anything like that to thank somebody or show your appreciation or love. All right, let's see. What do we got going here? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It just says Emma. Greg Cook, Fran Robinson, Luke Bowes, Paul Smiley, Frank Coakes, Mr. Attorney, Carly Bradshaw. We also have Kay Waltz, David Potts, Jason Potts, the mayor of Creston and World War II Navy vet. Wetzlin, okay, and Don and Nona Matthews, Scott and April Smith, Dwayne Moore on Saturday, along with Dustin Haig. We have Sean A. Smith, Elena Riley, Paul Wallace, Romy Ramirez. We have Deidre Kopp, Ali Zwick, Jeff Zwick, Scott, and Emily Renault. Another anniversary. Man, it's been a long time. And finally, another anniversary here on Saturday, Robert and Mary Jane Tithworth. Draves on Sunday, Ray Whitfield, Henry Adams, LaRue Chitwood, Amber Pratt, Joshua York, Chris Jones, Cyril Carroll, Milt's better half, Francis Souza, Vivian Robertson, remember, the fair and stuff like that. See her around. David Samuel. We have Pam Lyons having a birthday. What a list today. Kay Waltz, Judy Mills, Penelope Simas, Simon and Elizabeth Lobo, and guess who else is having a birthday on Sunday? That is right. KPRL's very own Karen Veely. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and all on my right-hand side. Let's see, who do we have here? Got to move along here. Oh, the fur guy. He'd be very popular today. John Jacob Astor, 1763, 1848. Earl Stanley Gardner. Well, he was a novelist. Perry Mason. 1889, 1970. We have James Cagney, 1899, 1986. Art Linkletter. He invested very well in a lot of things. 1912, 2010, Baseball Hall of Famer Lou Boudreau, 1917, 2001. She said, never go to bed mad, stay up and fight. Phyllis Diller, 1917, 2012. She was something else. Good fielding shortstop Roy McMillan, 1929. Bob Leonard, Basketball All-American and coach Slick Leonard, 1932, 2021. Mimi Hines, the singer. 1933, 2024. Ooh, what a pretty lady. Diane Carroll, 1935, 2019. Donald Sutherland, 1935, 2024. The Mad Bomber, Raider quarterback and originally from the Buffalo Bills, played for Notre Dame and a Valley guy. Daryl LaMonica, 1941, 2022. Spencer Davis of the Spencer Davis Group, 1942. We'll sing in the sunshine. Gail Garnett, 1942. We can stop the list right here. One of the greatest basketball players ever. Number 42, the Hawk, Connie Hawkins, the original Hawk. Also born in 1942, this guy was all SEC in baseball and basketball. Major League shortstop Don Kessinger, 1942. From Sweet, that stupid Little Willie song, Mike Tucker, 1947. Olympic gold medalist, swimmer, Kathy Ferguson, 1948. Who else do we have on here? Lou Henkel, golf, 1949. Lucy Arnaz, 1951. Good running back with the Redskins. Mike Thomas, 1953. Onward we go. Onward we go. Bobby Thigpen. Oh, man. He was a good relief pitcher. 1963. Craig Morgan. He is a good, good country singer. Yes, what I love about Sundays. Redneck Yacht Club and Almost Home is a really good song. 1964 is he was born. Calbert Chaney, he was a good basketball player, left-handed from University of Indiana, 1971. Also on the list, who do we have here? Who do we have? Looking. And that is it. All right. Let's see here. Passing a day on this day, passing away. Walter Cronkite, 2009, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. The Georgia Peach, Ty Cobb, 1961. Oh, the Lady Can Sing, Billie Holiday, 1959. James McNeil Whistler, 1903. And who else do we have? I believe that, Dizzy Dean, Hall of Fame pitcher, 1974. John Coltrane died in 1967. And that is it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, to put it bluntly, he got hosed. He was never indicted, never arrested for anything of the scandals or the basketball scandals, but because the times being what they were, he was banned from the NBA, and they ended up having to pay him some money because he ended up in the ABA, the ABL, didn't get much care. By the time he got the NBA, as they said, he had the knees of a 70-year-old man. He was still an all-star, and every league that he played in, he was one of the greatest, and those who played with him and against him have said before Julius Erving, before Michael Jordan, before Elgin Baylor, there was Connie Hawkins.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The man involved in the Templeton feed and grain fire pleaded not guilty to all charges in a San Luis Obispo County court. 38-year-old Michael Steele is facing six charges, alleging he traveled with a 16-year-old boy to Bakersfield to purchase illegal fireworks. He isn't charged with setting the fire itself and is scheduled to be back in court August 17th. Yesterday, during the Mid-State Fair's annual Cattleman and Farmer's Day, John Lacey was named as Agriculturalist of the Year, Nicole Nicholson as Cattlewoman of the Year, and Dale Evenson as Cattleman of the Year. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Doug Moe, another player and coach, said of Hawkins, he was the first guy on that Dr. J. Michael Jordan level. Nobody could match him. If only he had the good knees when he got to the NBA. But Connie is still in the basketball. Well, he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. He passed away in 2017. He was 75 years old. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.